You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And the gentle breezes blow 70 miles an hour at 35 below. Oh, how I love Wisconsin. Take a breath of winter air and your nose gets frozen shut. Yes, the weather here is wonderful, so I guess I'll hang around. I could never leave Wisconsin, 'cause I'm frozen to the ground.
Of the stars, keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars. Thank you.
are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of the meadow lark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warming up the meadow lark.
Leroy Holmes on United Artists Record. That guy is the consummate arranger and conductor. Moonlight in Vermont. Did you notice? And that song, nothing, or I bet you didn't notice. I didn't either for years. Nothing rhymes. And that's the way to write a song if you want to get by quick. The music of the stars. How about some Wisconsin talent? Here's Frankie Carl of Kenosha with Greg Lawrence. Barbara McNair on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. In my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone.
Kid from Cudahy.
Dance, ballerina, dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance, you mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina, gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance. Said his love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina, gone.
with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. 1,000 people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance.
Vaughn Monroe, he won the state trumpet championship. Vaughn's daddy ran the Cudahy School District. Claude Thornhill of Milwaukee. And his theme song, Snowfall. Claude Thornhill, he wrote that as well.
I'm a fool to care.
From Waukesha, Mary Ford.
When you treat me this way.
And hubby Les Paul.
I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh and call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I lose in the end? I'm a fool to care.
Listen, Mary, and that tune by Ted Daffin was written in 1957. They had a lot of great hits like I Really Don't Want to Know, Whither Thou Goest, and I could go on and on. George Liberace of Milwaukee. Tune is Maddalena. Not over till it's over. That's George Liberace and the orchestra. Out of Milwaukee, local talent. What do you say? Speaking of Milwaukee, the High Lowlands. Gene Pearling and group.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for
for to carry me home.
I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming too. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry.
Carry me home, coming for to carry me home. Swing low and carry me home.
The Hilos, and they got a road named after them near Watertown. This guy's from Mayville, Dick Rudolph. And the State Street Rambler. Talk about Les Paul for a second. He invented the concept of electric guitar, and the first time he played it, it was a 2x4. No, it was. It was a 2x4. I've got an interview here with Les, and no, not me, but it's, let's see, who did it?
Honey, have you seen my scissors?
Oh, it was Mary.
I borrowed him to fix the guitar here.
Oh, well, I can't find the needle I was using either.
It was around here. I think it's in the box there. While you're looking around, I'll play Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Yeah, he made an electric guitar out of a 2x4. It's possible. It's not the sound of the box, it's the electronics. This is a real guitar. And his first job at age 12 at the Gateway Theater in Kenosha.
Beekman's Barbecue Stand was a place between Waukesha and Milwaukee. I went to the owner and asked him if I would put in a way of amplifying the sound, which consisted of my mother's radio, my mother's speaker, telephone, a cinder block, and a broom. And with the cinder block held the broom, and the end of the broom, I taped the telephone on, and I sang into the mouthpiece, played my harmonica. You could hear that, but you couldn't hear my guitar.
And of course, that's the famous place. That's where someone in the back wrote a little note, gave it to the car hop, and the car hop gave it to Les and said, we can't hear you, Les, you know, can't hear you. And so that's when the whole story of Les getting frustrated and going home and starting his first work on the electric guitar.
How'd you come up with the idea to take your father's phonograph needle and put it beneath the guitar strings?
It was simple. If it plays a phonograph record, it must play the guitar, right? They both vibrate. It didn't last long because of the feedback and all that, but it proved the point. So I said, well, there's only one way to do this, and that's to take a piece of railroad track. And that's so dense and free of any vibrations that I don't want that I would get this sustain and this clear sound, honest to God sound. So I put the string on it, took the part that you listen to on the telephone, put it under the strings, and lo and behold, I played through my mother's radio and I got the most beautiful sound that you could ever imagine.
And from Kenosha.
So I run to my mother.
Greg Lawrence.
I found it.
With the Frankie Carl Orchestra. Real name, Frankie Gelson. He was a professor at the University of Texas. When he died, they closed it for a whole week.
Almost every night time, in the fading light time, that's about the right time he'll be passing through. For when the evening sun goes down, the old dream peddler comes around. He brings a bag of new dreams. Some are gay, some blue dreams, and a few come true dreams. Maybe one for you, so don't you think you'd better wait? The old dream peddler's never late. His lovely melodies will haunt you. He sings them as he strolls along. And tender memories will taunt you. And there's a dream in each and every song. So why don't you just try one? Gladly he'll supply one. Anyone can buy one for a wish or two. And I know you'll be waiting when the old dream peddler comes again. Thank you. you'll just try one, gladly he'll supply one. Anyone can buy one for a wish or two, and I know you'll be waiting when the old dream peddler comes again.
And the Sweet Adeline group out of Sheboygan, the Cordettes, made it big in the Arthur Godfrey Show.
Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. Far away, far away, far away, star, how did you ever get up where you are? I can get dizzy just looking.
Folks, sure good to be back in Hollywood. Mary and I have seen a lot of our old friends again, especially the piano player in the band. Seems like every time we see him, he's trying to convince us that we're on the wrong track with things like South and How High the Moon, Mockingbird Hill, Tiger Rag. He thinks that when we make our records, we should lean a little bit toward the type of music he's used to hearing down in Texas. Now, it seems like there's two hit parades. There's one down there and there's one up here. And rather than take any chances, we thought we'd do his number. So, Mary, if you'll follow me, we'll do it, all right?
Les Paul, Mary Ford.
Will you follow me? All right. He wrote another song that we'd like to do for you.
I got a little wife, she's the joy of my life. There's no place like home. I got a little house that I call my own. There's no place like home. I come home at night from a hard day's work. Need six, seven kids with a face full of dirt. And they all go to sleep on the bosom of my shirt. There's no place like home. Come to visit you, there's no place like home. They'll bring their trunks and stick like glue. There's no place like you. They'll take all the very best bits you've got, and you can sleep out in a broken old cot with a brother-in-law who's about half shot. There's no place like home. Home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. Baby cries out in the middle of the night. There's no place like home. You search for medicine without any light. There's no place like home. You jump out of bed on an upturned track, come a slide down the stairs in the middle of your pack, and your wife hollers out, oh, hurry up, Jack.
His name is Les.
There's no place like home.
Now, Woody Herman. Kid from Milwaukee, born May 16, 1913. And here he gets a chance to sing. On Columbia.
The laugh that
that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Great tune, Johnny Mercer and David Raxon. With Laura, there's a story behind that. Don't have time to tell you. Wonderful tune, got the Oscar, 1944, for the motion picture of the same name. People out of Wisconsin, and namely Milwaukee, this, well, Sid Fields.
Listen, don't make any noise. We've got to sneak in here and be careful of this landlord. You know, we owe him 8 weeks back rent.
How dare you remind me of somebody I hate?
You have to flirt with every girl you meet.
What's the matter?
We are trying to sneak away from the landlord. We don't want him to hear us. We got a lot of clothes in there. We got to get him out. Shh. Who are you?
I'm the landlord.
Get him.
I'm sick and tired of you shiftless, lazy tramps living here for nothing.
Just a minute, Mr. Landlord. You must have received my check in the mail for the rent.
When did you mail it?
Any day now.
Any day now. Any day now, huh? Get out of my room before I throw you out.
I'd like to see you do that again.
Would you? Huh?
Do that once more.
Oh,
now, listen,
once more, huh? You think I can't?
That's Sid Fields, his real name, Sidney Feldman, writer, actor, producer, comedian.
You understand?
Born in Milwaukee, February 5th, 1898.
And he can say what he wants.
Oh, we lost him 51 years ago.
Once more, I'll punch him in the nose.
That I want to see.
Oh, you do, huh?
My name is Monk Rowe. And we are filming today for the Hamilton College Jazz Archive, and it is a special day for us today because we have with us one of the giants of jazz, master of the vibraphone and drums, and Mr. Lionel Hampton.
Of Sturtevant.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks, Mark.
It's an extreme pleasure to have you here, and I'd like to start out and ask you about this, one of your more recent recording efforts here. This is a great effort here, and I think the title For the Love of Music really sums up perhaps what a lot of your life has been like, and must have been interesting to record with fellas like Stevie Wonder, and I think that they were probably really happy to make a record with you.
Yes, I tell you, it was quite an ordeal having these great stars to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's who I've been working with all my life.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing. Shoo-bop-a-dop, 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 shoo-bop-a-dop. I like my rhythm, sweetheart, yeah. Boy, give that music everything you got, yeah. Cause it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Shoo-bop-a-dop, shoo-bop-a-dop, yeah. Come on, man.
Was a great ordeal.
I'll bet. Was it true that you were taught to play the drums by a nun?
Yes. I was raised up in Chicago, and the schooling system was there. It was kind of rough. The kids was rebelling against everything that was going on in the community. They was having gang fights after school. If you weren't on your right side of the street.
I guess things haven't changed that much, huh? From today,
That's right.
Yeah.
If you weren't on your side of the street and wanted it on another side of the street where another gang control, where you... Well, you were lucky if you got home or not. But you take take my grandmother want to see that I got education and that I was always in the right side of the street. But as I tell you, that time, you're having gang fights in Chicago. So my grandmother picked out and inquired about a private school, and I was admitted to a Catholic boys' training school, and the schooling. Well, first of all, this place that I went was in the school was a Catholic seminary, and it had Dominican sisters.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.